Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This week, the Senate passed its version of the National Defense Authorization Bill, and included in that legislation is a provision that has the potential to weaken the Berry Amendment or Buy America provisions that are important to ensure that the Department of Defense purchases only U.S.-made and U.S.-content textile and apparel products. National Cotton Council, working with the National Council of Textile Organizations, had worked to try to include an amendment that would have addressed this concern. That did not happen as the debate unfolded, but now as that bill goes to conference with the version from the House, which does maintain the Berry Amendment provisions, we'll be working as part of that conference committee to make sure there's no weakening of the Berry Amendment requirements, which are important to the U.S. textile sector and the broader cotton industry.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Cotton Council will be submitting comments to the Environmental Protection Agency, urging them to reconsider their proposed registration for the pesticide sulfoxaflor, also known as Transform. In the proposed label that EPA recently issued, which was a result of a court case from last year that required them to revisit the registration, in this case, EPA has not included cotton on the label. Cotton, along with several other crops, were removed as part of this registration process. So the industry will be working to try to get cotton added back to that registration, so producers can continue to have access to this crop protection product.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A number of commodity groups and farm organizations testified, primarily talking about the importance of trade and trade agreements for agriculture and the role that exports play in the agricultural marketplace. A lot of the discussion was focused on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, and when that might come before Congress for a vote. While there's been a continued push by the administration and some in Congress to try to get a vote on TPP sometime this year, possibly during the lame duck session following the elections, it's looking more and more likely that any vote on that trade agreement will be pushed into at least 2017.